glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration. Today on Moments of Inspiration, we have with us Larry Billingsley to share the message of the day. We invite you to listen to Larry as he presents the Word of God.
Today's lesson is Luke 16:19-31, about the rich man and Lazarus. There was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen and lived in luxury every day. At his gate was laid a beggar named Lazarus, covered with sores and longing to eat what fell from the rich man's table. Even the dogs came and licked his sores. The time came when the beggar died, and the angels carried him to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried. In hell, where he was in torment, he looked up and saw Abraham far off, with Lazarus by his side. So he called to him, "Father Abraham, have pity on me and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, because I am in agony in this fire." But Abraham replied, "Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, while Lazarus received bad things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in agony. And besides all this, between us and you is a great chasm has been fixed, so that those who want to go from here to you cannot, nor can anyone cross over from there to us." He answered, "Then I beg you, Father, send Lazarus to my father's house, for I have five brothers. Let him warn them, so that they will not also come to this place of torment." Abraham replied, "They have Moses and the prophet. Let them listen to them." "No, Father Abraham," he said, "but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent." He said to him, "If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be convinced, even if someone rises from the dead." In the text before this text, Jesus points to the fact that wealth or poverty could not be an indicator of spiritual standings with God. Only that one serves God without divided interest. No servant can serve two masters. The rich man lived in a time that the society saw that and thought that those that did well had favor with God. Those that lived in luxury and every day, they had this favor with God. But in truth, he simply lived for himself. That was his condemnation. and our conduct on this side of the grave determines our situation after death. On the other hand, the beggar, named Lazarus, he lived in a time that they didn't use napkins and they didn't use knives and forks, but they, when they got through eating, they'd take bread and they'd wipe their mouths and hands with it and then throw what they had wiped with on the floor. It might be that Lazarus used this to eat, and that's what he had. You see, outward appearances can be misleading. Lazarus means God has helped. One who does not use whatever wealth he may have in order to make provision for eternity will suffer total loss. It's taught in the earlier text. You see, being selfish and heartless is an abomination to God. The rich man had no open eye for the needs and the suffering of others. The rich man regarded his worldly possession as his own, to be used only for the sake of his own honor, his own ease, and own pleasure. He did not regard them as gifts from God for the purpose of using them for the welfare of others. God wants us to use them especially for the needy, to honor him. The rich man is where he is by his own choice. Lazarus, while on earth, there was no indication that he had a single word of hate or bitterness against the rich man or against God. He accepted the painful trials, God-fearing suffering such as Job. You see, the story teaches us several things. One of them is the proper use of money as Jesus' servants. At death, the saved and the lost are eternally separated. In the story, the man shows some interest in others, but only his own family, still not with Lazarus. He thinks Lazarus should be dispatched on his behalf still. His attitude has not changed. Lazarus was an object of service for him before death and continues to have that same spirit after death. You see, God made provision for all to have faith through which they can be saved. In Luke 16:29, it says that they have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them. In Luke verse 30, the rich man states, if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent. You see, repentance is an act of faith, and it's a command that comes from God's word. And consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ, Romans 10 and verse 17. The rich man implies he and his brothers had not gotten all the information needed. If so, he would have acted differently. But that was not so. In contrast, Lazarus is silent about his hard life, lot in life, doesn't gloat over the rich man's problem, doesn't express a resentment to have him sent on an errand. He accepts what God sent him. If a man who has Moses and prophets teaching cannot be sensitive to a person next to him needing food and medical help, nothing else is going to help. A person raised from the dead or the revelation of the horror of hell will not move him to change his spirit. There's other truths that the story teaches. The saved and the lost are eternally separated. No one can cross over from one to the other. You see, the lost retains memory of their earthly experience and relationships, and no contact between those alive on earth and those dead is allowed. After this life, one's status as saved or lost is irreversible.
We stand here together. As a family, we join hands together, lifting praises to the Father above, for sending His Son. We've chosen together. till he drinks a sober ale, till our faith becomes sight. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Choose you this day, tell me who will you serve. Let nothing stand in your way, give the praise he deserves. As for me and my house, we will serve.
For tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.